Normally, did well out this year, but not doing much well with the state.
We talked the other day about calls to animals and everything. And you want to, if you're driving a horse, you want to make him go faster, what would you say to him?
Get up.
What about you want to stop?
Ooh.
We talked about the time to a horse like that. You know, when it plowed or ride two horses, they have any special name? You ever heard any special name for the one on the left?
I never did see him plow through horses. I guess they did when the land was hard. I never did see two horses that still plow. Of course, I know they used them in, out in the land where the land's heavy. Impressive.
Land like that that's heavy, that's got clay mixed in with sand. Y'all got a special name for that?
A lot of places do have a lot of clay and sand, but not here in Florida, just certain sections of it. Our clay here, just along in the section on these hills, is only about 4 feet down to it. Now, if it's this red clay like we have, it's fine. But if it's that old white clay, they call it a hard pan. It gets hard, you know, and the water won't go through it. Water goes in there and gets on that hard pan and just lies there. The roots go down there and hit it. And they just die. They got too much water. See? So where they saw that, they went in and took dynamite and went to go set a grove on one of those places and drilled down about 6 feet where they're going to plant each tree through the hard pan and put a stick of dynamite in there. Set it open, it loosens up all that hard pan and they don't ever melt it back because it's going to get wet enough. Water goes on through and it don't get far enough to stick back together. Roots go through it.
Pretty good idea.
That's one of the things they learned about the citrus.
You're talking about somebody slipped and falling. If you fell this way, you fell backwards. If you fell this way, you
could. Fell forward and backwards.
Yeah. Did anybody ever rain wheat or anything around here?
Well, they never have tried in a week to my knowledge.
You know if they have any name for it? Or, you know, when you tie it up,
we can
tie it
up. I imagine it's called a sheep. Because I was up the mountain, went up through Carolina, and up through there, and I'd see it stacked out. It stacks in the yard, in the field, tied together. One, a couple of rows high.
And what they call it, they
piled
it up like that?
I don't talk to them. I call it a stack.
Like
yeah, of course they didn't stack it. They stacked it on its end, so that if it rained before they got to it to pick it up, water would go through it. Left sideways, it ruined a lot of it.
You know, talking about wheat, if you had a corn, say you had a good crop of corn, you might have 40 what to the acres and have 40.
40?
Or say you were talking about you had a good crop of corn.
Sunday night.